Back now with Day to Day. Spain has been one big fiesta after their national soccer team clinched the European Championship yesterday. Jerome Sokolowski watched the final match with tens of thousands of football fans in Madrid.
The fans watched with a mixture of apprehension and excitement as the Spanish team gradually took control of the field in Vienna and dominated the Germans to the end. The last time Spain captured an international trophy was in 1964, when it defeated the former Soviet Union in that year's European Championship. Many of those who spilled into the streets of Madrid last night were not even born then.
I'm at the victory celebrations with some of the most ardent fans who are just wild about this title. Throngs of young people are dancing in the streets, draped in red and yellow Spanish flags.
Spain now is the best team of the world. Today, yes. Tomorrow,
España,
okay.
But today, España. Ole, ole, ole.
That's Álvaro Jiménez Balairón. He's 17, and his team's colors are painted all over his bare chest.
Now, why did it take Spain so long to win this title?
Because Spain had a hard time learning what it means to compete like a team, he says. In the past, the Spaniards lost their nerve when facing powerhouses at World and Euro Cup finals. But this year, España made paella of Italy, Russia, and Germany on their way to the trophy. So for a night, many of Spain's worries, the economy, unemployment, separatism, were forgotten, at least here in Madrid. The fans danced and sang in the streets, in bars, in fountains, and looked forward to the next big trophy, the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.